You are working when I can't see. You're still moving when I can't.
All right, well, good morning. And thank you once again for coming and hanging out with us here on Life Point Online. Man, I'm just so thankful that you've chosen to be with us, to hang out with us, and just to be a part of Life Point Church. And what I'm maybe the most excited about today is the fact that, Lord willing, this will be the last time that we exclusively and only stream our service online. Because next week, June 21st, right, Father's Day, we're going to be meeting physically here at Life Point Church for the first time in like 3+ months. Man, I don't know about you guys, but I am so incredibly excited about the fact that our doors will be open once again. So again, next week, June 21st at 10:45 a.m., the church is open and we want you to come worship with us. We want you to come hang out with us and to actually see each other physically, face to face. Man, it's going to be awesome. And so if you are physically healthy, right? If you're not in that high risk category, and if you're comfortable with it, and you know, you're just comfortable and you're ready to get back out to church, we'll see you next week at 10:45. It's going to be great. But if you're maybe you're not feeling well, right? Definitely go ahead and stay home. If you're high risk, you're one of those high risk categories, or if you're just simply not comfortable yet. Man, it's all good. Like, we got you, because we're going to continue to stream our service and post it on YouTube every Sunday. So, and we'll also have it up on our podcast. So we're still going to have opportunities for you to connect with Life Point Church and to do life together, whether it be in person or whether it be online. But for those that can be out here next week, man, I can't wait to see you. But for today, we're still here and we're online, and I'm thankful that we've had this opportunity and to continue to connect in this way. But I have to be honest, I'll be pretty glad to actually sit here and talk to people as opposed to talking to a camera and some lights. But for today, we're here online. So if you are watching live on Facebook right now, man, go ahead and get that watch party going. Invite your friends, your families, just everybody, get them on here. And if you're watching live, or if you're watching after the fact on YouTube, man, go ahead and get in that comment section. Say hey, drop a like, you know, connect with each other, ask questions. And it's a great way for you to connect during our service today. So go ahead and do that. I'd love to see this the comment section be pretty active today. But today, we're going to be continuing to discuss hope. Specifically speaking, we're going to be talking about hope in the fact that no matter what you're going through, right? No matter what the world may be going through right now, whatever condition it may be in, you know, no matter what you're personally struggling with or wrestling with, and no matter how discouraged or tired or fearful or sad or angry or hurt or lost that you may feel, one fact remains, is that there is still hope. And there's still hope. And if you were with us last week, we focused in on multiple passages of scripture, and we discussed how not only is there still hope, but there is always hope for the living, which is good news, right? Because if you're watching this right now, or if you're listening to it, if you have breath in your lungs, there's hope. If you are alive, there is hope. Because hope, true and lasting hope, isn't dependent upon you and how you feel. Hope isn't dependent upon what has or has not been done to you. Hope isn't dependent on what what does or doesn't happen within this world. See, the reality about true and lasting and pure hope is that it is only found in a person, right? And that person is Jesus. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is not only our hope, but he's the hope for the entire world. But if you're anything like me, during with everything that we're facing and during kind of times like this, man, it can be challenging to consistently maintain and hold on to a spirit of hope. You know, I talked about it last week, about that hope is a promise from God. It's a promise from God. So when we're struggling to hold on to it, we have to remember that. And that's why I talked about that last week. And that's why I want to talk about hope again today, because I know that hope is a challenge for many of us. But we've got to hold on to those promises of God that we find in Scripture regarding hope. But it's not always easy. You know, earlier this past week, if I'm being completely open and honest and vulnerable with you all, man, I kind of began to spiral a bit. I started to kind of feel consumed with fear of the unknown. Just being honest, like fear of what's going to come next, or what is life post-pandemic going to look like? I'm fearful of the unknown of, like, what is this world going to look like for my kids as they go through middle school and high school and college and become adults? Like, what is their life experience going to be like, and what is the world going to have for them? I became, you know, fearful of the unknown. I began to struggle with thinking about whether or not as an individual and as a pastor, if I'm doing enough to stand up and speak out against the blatant and vile racism that is still alive and well in our country today. Like, am I doing enough? And if I'm not, then what are my next steps? I begin to struggle with that thought process, and then I continue to struggle as I scroll through social media, right? And I see, like, these very encouraging and informative and educational and beautiful posts helping to lead change. And then I get in the comment section, right? And then I see some of the most hateful and ignorant comments being dropped in there. And it just breaks my heart. And I began to struggle a bit. Honestly, I got kind of lost in this spiral of my thoughts. And I kind of started to just honestly, like, hope began to, like, fade a little bit. And it's funny to me that every time I preach on a certain topic, I have, like, the opportunity to practice what I preach, like, pretty quickly. It happens all the time. And, you know, so last week I'm preaching on hope, and then, you know, honestly, later Sunday, I started to feel like, man, I got to hold on to hope. Like, I got to grasp it. I got to maintain it. And, you know, it's that opportunity to practice what I preach, and I'm thankful that God does that, because I know it's one of the ways that he keeps me accountable. But pretty quickly, after preaching about hope, I began to kind of go into somewhat of a little bit of a spiral, like a hope crisis. And so while kind of in this spiral last week, I'm like, okay, I need to just chill. I need to clear my thoughts. I need to think on God. I need to meditate on Scripture and on truth. And so one of the ways that I do that is I listen to worship music. And so I pull up my phone and I kind of started looking through music, and I land on an album that I haven't listened to in several months, to be honest. I haven't listened to it in several months, and I landed on an album of a good friend of mine and a good friend of Life Point Church. He was actually our one of our former worship leaders, and it's Stephen McWhorter, and he has this EP out called Grave Clothes. And so I started listening to that, and then this song came on. Song called Falling in Place. And as soon as I began to, like, listen to the lyrics of this song, it was like I had this, like, aha moment. Like, everything that had been running through my head over the past several days, like the good, the bad, like everything that was turning around, just kind of, it kind of paused. It just kind of stopped. At least slowed down enough for me to land on truth. Because you see, the lyrics in this song are 100% rooted in Scripture, and they brought me right back to the promises of God. Promises that I can hold on to when things are difficult and when things seem confusing or when all seems lost. Promises that I can hold on to. It took me back to hope, specifically the hope that I have in Jesus. And so the course of this song goes like this, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm just going to read these lyrics. So, but the chorus says, nothing is falling apart, it's falling in place. And he says, I won't forget who you are. I will not be afraid, because nothing is falling apart, it's falling in place. And then the bridge says, just like you said it would, just like you said it would, you are working all for good. And when I heard those lyrics, I began to think about the hope that we have in God and his promises. It took me to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, right? This is where this comes from. Where Paul writes this, he says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. God works everything for good for those who love him are called according to his purpose. God, the creator of all things, right? He knows everything, past, present, and future. God, like he's got this. Like he knows what he's doing. He's good. He's got this well under control. And he's working. He's working, has worked, and will always work things for good for those who love him. He's working all things for good, just like he said he would. You see, God says it. He says it. But the question is, do we believe it? More specifically speaking, do you believe it? Do you believe that God really works all things together for good for those who love him? Do you believe that? Because when you don't actually believe this, like when you have this head knowledge of it, you can recite scripture, but you don't at a heart level believe this, it's really easy to start spiraling out of control. It's really easy to lose hope. It's really easy, especially when things are difficult and challenging and confusing, to spiral. But when we not only know this, but actually truly believe this, believe that God is working all things for good, then when all seems lost, when all seems to be falling apart around us, we can have hope. Hope in knowing that regardless of what it may seem like or what it may feel like, nothing is falling apart. It's actually falling in place. Because God is working all things together for good, for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. But we have to believe and embrace this truth in order for it to truly be rooted into our hearts and into our lives, and for us to actually cling to it and believe it and hold on to it when things get tough. I think a great example of this is found in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus. So real quick, let me give you a quick rundown of what was going on as we lead up to our passages of scripture that we're going to cover. So when we jump into the book of Exodus, in the very beginning, we find that the people of Israel, the Israelites, they are currently enslaved in Egypt. Like they are held prisoner and captive. They are slaves to Pharaoh. And man, he treated them harshly. Like he treated them like dirt. And they were in this position for some 400 years. And so they're crying out to God for freedom, for God to call them out of this and to save them. And so God hears their cries, and then he sends Moses to go take on Pharaoh. And so after a series of wild and crazy events, Pharaoh feels like he has no other choice but to let the people go. And so Moses leads the people of Israel out of Egypt and into the wilderness. Shortly after that, Pharaoh and all of his leaders kind of came to their senses and realized, like, what did we just do? We just let all of them go. Like, we're no longer going to have their services. We're not going to have them as our slaves anymore. So we can't have that. So they're like, let's go get them, right? So Pharaoh gets like 600 plus like of their best chariots, like their war chariots, and then all the other chariots all in Egypt. And so he gets his armies and he goes after them. Like he's pursuing them hardcore. And then when he finally catches up to them, the people of Israel, they see him. They see him coming off in the distance, and they know in order for them to move forward, like they really can't because there's like the Red Sea. It's like right there. So they're panicking. They're freaked out. So let's check out their response. And we're going to pick up the story here in Exodus chapter 14. And we're going to start in verse 10. It says this: when Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, is it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? So now they're mad that he did this. They said, Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Like, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Basically, they felt like the Egyptians are here. We're out in the middle of the wilderness. They've got us now. They're going to kill us all. We have nowhere to go because of the sea. Like, that's right here. Like everything's falling apart. Like, all is lost. To the point that they're like, Moses, you should have just left us in Egypt. Because, yeah, we were being treated like crap, but at least we were alive. At least we had our lives. Despite the fact that God had miraculously, you know, pulled them out of slavery, out of bondage, and out of Egypt, miraculously, despite that fact, as soon as they were faced with opposition, as soon as they saw Pharaoh and they felt like things were falling apart, they just gave up. They lost all hope. It was gone. It was out the window. And then they were full of fear and doubt and confusion. They no longer had hope. But check out what Moses says to them, starting in verse 13. And Moses said to the people, he said, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent." Then check this out, verse 15. The Lord says to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." He says, "Why are you spending your time praying for me? I've already told you. I got you. Now go. Go forward." Go forward. Which may have not made any sense because forward was a sea. But we know the rest of the story, right? Moses and the people of Israel follow what God says and they move forward. And then God parts the Red Sea, right? And so that they're able to cross over into safety. And then when the Egyptians, you know, when they're following him, following it, you know, down their path into the Red Sea, once the Israelites were cleared, man, God just put the sea back to where it was, back to normal. And boom, the Egyptians, no longer an issue, right? They're gone. He rescued them. He rescued them. Although it seemed like everything was falling apart for them, like their escape plan had failed and that God had abandoned them. Even though it seemed like that and may have felt like that, may have even looked like that, nothing was really falling apart. It was actually falling in place, just like God said it would, because he's working all things together for good. But Moses had to remind them of this because they were struggling. And he reminded them of this truth, that there's still hope. And then he called them to action and said, go forward. See, when the hope was lost, Moses told the people of Israel to fear not, to stand firm, to see the salvation of the Lord and know that it will work for you today. He reminded them that the Lord will fight for them. Not only was he with them, but he's going to fight for you. Then he called them forward. And today, in 2014, or in June 14, 2020, if I'm being real, when we look around at all we've experienced over the past 3 to 4 months, it kind of feels like things are falling apart. It kind of feels like hope is wavering a bit. Fear is running rampant. Confusion. There's so many different, you know, things that are being said about this and about that. And we're almost to a point like we don't even know what to believe anymore when it comes to certain things. And we continue to see the hate and the violence that is being perpetrated on people unjustly. We see all this. And it feels like things are falling apart. But what if they're not? What if they're not falling apart? What if everything that is currently taking place right now in our world is God actually working for the good? See, with the Israelites, it didn't seem like he was working for the good, because here come the Egyptians, right? And they were trapped. But God was working for the good. It wasn't falling apart. It was actually falling in place. And maybe that's exactly what's happening right now. Maybe everything that's taking place is exactly what's needed in order for us to move forward and course correct as people. Maybe everything that's taking place right now is what's necessary for us to move forward and course correct as a nation. And maybe it's even what's necessary for us to move forward and course correct as the church, to get back on track, to have a voice, to make an impact, to make a difference in this world. I mean, think about it. Right now, what are people desperately looking for? Right now, what I see is that people are looking for answers. People are looking for change. People are looking for healing. People are looking for forgiveness. And people are looking for justice. Ultimately, people are looking for hope. And as the church, as followers of Jesus, we have the answer to exactly what they're looking for. The answer is the gospel. The answer is Jesus. That is the solution to all of this. People are looking for hope, but hope is found in a person, and that person is Jesus. And we know this. So it's time for us to step up. It's time for us to realize that things aren't falling apart, they're falling in place. So what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You see, we have to understand that what God is going to do in the world today, what he's going to do in the world today, he's going to do through all of his people. That's part of our mission. That's why we're here. is to do the things that he's called us to do. So what he's going to do in the world today, the good that he's going to do, the change that he's going to bring, he's going to do it through his people, which means he's going to do it through the church, which means every single person who claims the name of Jesus, it's time to step up and it's time to take action. It's time for us to go forward. Even when it seems like there's no way, when it seems like things are falling apart, no, we have to move forward. And that's why it's so important for us to be rooted and grounded in hope, for us to believe it, for us to claim it for ourselves, to understand the promises of God and to say, yes, no matter what I feel, no matter what it looks like, there's hope. And I have that through Jesus. Nothing's falling apart. It's actually falling in place. But we have to believe it. Because it's really hard to take action. It's hard to take a stand when our hope is wavering. We have to believe it. We have to claim these promises. And we have to have that relationship with God. And so if you're struggling with that today, trust me, I get it. I was there this week. And it's not that I'm like perfect, like it's a battle. But I know that I have hope. And I'm going to claim that hope. And I'm going to claim the truth that I see in Scripture. Regardless of what I may feel in the moments, I know that God is working all things together for good. So if you find yourself struggling today, or maybe you know someone that is, I kind of want to share these last final words with you, which were the words that Moses shared with the people of Israel when they were freaking out, right? When they had lost hope. I want to tell you this morning to not be afraid, to stand up and stand firm, not because of you, but because you have Jesus in your life. And if he's for you, who can be against you? So stand up and stand firm to remember your salvation in Jesus, the salvation that you received by grace through faith in Jesus alone, and know that it will work for you today. I want you to know that not only is God with you, but he will fight for you. He loves you that much, man. He'll fight tooth and nail for you. And ultimately, it's time to go. We got to move forward. We've got to stop talking and we got to take action. We've got to be the church that God has called us to be. We have to lead. We have to love like Jesus. And we can do that. Hear me clearly. We can do that because there's still hope. Regardless of what it may seem like, nothing is falling apart. It's actually falling in place. God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Therefore, there's still hope. Let's pray. God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being with us, for truly being there for us in times when it's difficult, when it's challenging. The fact that you promise to never leave us or forsake us, God, is such a beautiful promise, and I'm so thankful for it. And God, I'm thankful for the hope that we have in you, that when things do feel lost, when we feel like all hope is gone, that we can open up your word and we can see truth, that you're working things together for good, and that you'll fight for us, and that you love us, and that you have our back, and that there's hope for the living. That you will fill us with hope, not just hope, but hope that overflows. God, I'm so thankful for these promises, and I'm thankful that we can have this direct line to speak to you and cry out to you and to hear your voice, God. Thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying for us so that we can have that hope that's only found in Jesus, that we can be connected to you. And God, I pray as we go kick off our week, Lord, that we would truly embrace the hope that we have in you. That we would believe it. That when things feel like they're falling apart, that we'll know that they're falling in place. That you've got this well under control. And that we can trust you. And because of that, God, that we as your people need to stand up, stand firm, and move forward. God, give us the strength to do that. Give us the boldness to do that. God, may we rise up as your church like never before during this time. God, you've set the stage for us. May we take action. Love and grace. Living and loving like your son, Jesus. God, may we be about it. Thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for this, the opportunity that we've been able to continue to meet online despite the restrictions of this pandemic. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you'd bless each person that's listening or watching right now, God, that you would bless them, bless their families, give them health, Lord, and just draw them closer to you like never before. God, we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, Life Point Church, thank you all again so much for being here with us. A few things as we wrap this thing up. If this is your first time ever checking out Life Point Church, man, thank you so much for being here with us today. And if you want more information, feel free to drop us a comment and say, hey, I want more information, or where can I get more information? Or you can send a direct message to one of our social platforms. Or you can go to our website. You can find my email address on there. Shoot me an email. That's cool too. But reach out to us and let us know. We'd love to connect with you and get to know you a little bit better and answer whatever questions that you may have. Also, if you have questions about what it looks like to have a relationship with Jesus, you know, when you hear things like God is working together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose, that you're like, well, I don't know if I love God and I don't know that I'm connected to him. And if that's where you're at, man, Life Point Church is the perfect place, because, man, we'd love to talk to you about that. We want to connect with you. And most importantly, we want a connection to Jesus. We want to help you to find and understand who Jesus really is and what he's about, and that God loves you and that he wants nothing more to be connected to you. So if you have questions about that, hit me up. You know, we'd love to have that conversation. And finally, if you call Life Point Church home, or you just feel like you want to give to Life Point Church, you can continue to worship with your tithes and your offerings, and you can do so online. If you go to our website, in the top right-hand corner is a Give Online button. If you click it, it takes you to a safe and secure location where you can give. Man, we just ask that you would be faithful in your giving, or maybe start to give for the first time. We want to continue to move things truly forward. We want to reach more people. We want to love more people. We want to do more in our community. And so, and we want you to get in on that action and be on board with that. So, man, we encourage you to do that. Or if online stuff freaks you out, you can also mail in a check. Or if you're planning on being here with us next week, you can give in person. And speaking of that, again, I've just got to say it one more time. Next Sunday, June 21st, Father's Day at 10:45 a.m., we are meeting once again in person. And man, I can't wait to see you all. So if you have questions about what that's going to look like, let me know. We're going to have a video coming out later this week. We're going to have a list that's going to kind of tell you what to expect, and some frequently asked questions sections on our website. So we're going to have all that together. We're going to put it on social also. We want you to be informed. We want you to feel comfortable. But if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm here for you. Other than that, I love you all. I can't wait to see you all next week. And thank you for spending time with us online over the past 3 months. And if for some reason you're not able to make it, we can't wait to continue to connect with you online in the future. So we love you guys. I hope that you all have an amazing, amazing day and an amazing week. And we'll see you guys next time. Love you guys.